您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。So a recent armpit hair competition on Sina Weibo triggers heated debate online. The competition was started by a women's rights activist named Xiao Mei Li. So should women shave their armpit hair? 近日女权主义者肖美丽在微博发起的女子腋毛大赛引起了激烈的争论。夏天到了，姑娘们也都穿上了凉爽的衣服，腋毛刮还是不刮，这是一个问题。So, why do we care?
I suppose it can be a bit of a ugly scene if you're suddenly... Okay. I'm still traumatized by this experience this morning when I was sitting in the subway. I luckily got a seat and then I looked up and there was this woman with a unshaved armpit that was facing me, and it's traumatizing, it really is, and I think it was kind of smelly too, so it's summertime,
God.
It is the appropriate time to have this discussion, feminism or not, we should talk about it.
the funny thing is that, I mean, it's totally natural, of course, and it's totally natural to women, for women to have hair on their legs too, and this shows the extent to which people can be conditioned.You know, I have been totally conditioned by my society and upbringing into disliking female armpit hair. I mean, even though I understand it's totally natural, as is the leg hair thing, it's totally natural for women to have that, but I just can't help but really dislike it.
Yeah.
And this is totally social conditioning. It shows you how powerful it can be. And I know that in China, I think it's relatively new for people to feel this way. And even you are already conditioned to it.
Yeah, because I lived overseas for years and I am conditioned to it. And I remember years ago when I watched the movie Lust Caution, and I was surprised to see that the lady...in it, I can't remember her name now. She showed a flash of armpit hair, but it was carefully
trimmed.
Yes. So yes, but it reflects reality that in Chinese history, I think it rarely was ever a situation when that part of your body is ever exposed. So there wasn't a need to...do anything about it. And now, I think it's really interesting that this feminism advocate, Xiao Mei Li, she's actually, you know, starting this competition. But I think it's more about starting a discussion, because it's not like, you know, they're trying to find out whoever has the longest or the biggest bush or whatever. It's not about that. It is about directing attention to this social phenomenon and...talking about, is it fair to ask women to do so when men don't ever need to pay any attention about the growth of hair anywhere?
Well, okay, well, I don't think it's necessarily a comparative issue between
men
and women.
Is it not?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, what you said shows how much you've been conditioned, because you suggested that in the past, the only reason why women didn't shave their underarm hair was because they didn't wear the kind of clothing that would show that part of their body.You know, it's actually totally natural.
And yeah,
it is
nothing, natural.
And there's no reason why women should remove that hair. That is how women are supposed to be. It's total it's conditioning by society that says otherwise. And although it's, we all seem to be so conditioned to it. I mean, there is actually a reputation among some whole nationalities.That women tend not to shave their armpit hair. I can name the country of... Do you want to name that country?
No, I don't know. Okay, name that country.
French women have this reputation.
Now, still to this day?
Yeah, and I don't know if it's true or not, personally.
Not necessarily.
Let me ask...
Well, I mean, who has looked? And what survey have we seen on this? I don't know if this is true or not. But I'm just saying that there are these reputations
going around. Okay, I can't wait to ask you the question mark. I've been keen to interrupting you somehow. But... you know, this Xiao Mei Li is talking about this as if it's a feminist issue, and there are also many celebrities in Hollywood that
Miley Cyrus,
deliberately do this, showing their armpit hair to make a call, like a feminist call. But is it such an issue? And I'd like to pose this question to you, Mark. Do you or do you not shave that part of your hair?
Do I?
Yes. Because you're a man, right? You're the only guy in this room.
We want a male point of view.
Well, men don't do that, do they?
So and is it because it's okay for you to show that hair, or is it because you just don't wear a sleeveless, tank or something out?
No, it's totally to do with the kind of society that you grow up in.
So men are not conditioned to think it's necessary.
And what is considered to be acceptable. What you see on TV shows, what you see in movies as you're growing up. This is how society is shaped by these things. And it seems to me that if you watch any sort of Hollywood movie, for example, it's perfectly acceptable for men to have underarm hair. And
is it even a sign of masculinity or not?
Well, you tell me. I mean, how do you view it from a woman's perspective?
I think it's weird, both on men and women. I think they should both shave, maybe not too, like, too clean, but at least...
Trim it?
Yeah, if you have a jungle there, then you better do something about it.
But so you go for the more sort of metrosexual man, do you? They call it manscaping, you know, that trims perhaps not just the underarm hair, but other hair as
exactly.
well.
I don't like
your
hairy
eyebrows.
I think probably most women would agree that the worst place for men to have hair would be on his back. Is that
really?
Am I correct? No?
Okay, you're making a man sound like a bear, but okay, never mind. I think this is quite an interesting discussion. As
I think this is a cultural difference, because it seems to me that that I've done much observation of it, but most Chinese men don't seem to be very hairy. You know, they take their shirt off, do they?
I think it's because of this that growing up in China, I am used to seeing men and women who are comparatively hairless in the right place. But also, it is interesting that society has this and that kind of rule on this. Why is it that if you have eyelashes, the longer the better, and you have like armpit hair or nose hair, nose hair is something, again, that's unaccepted, right?
Well,
if a man have like a protruding,
Maybe in some obscure little island or state, it could be
really
the fashion there.
Nose
so
hair.
It's all about social conditioning and less about sexism, is it that what you guys
yeah,
are saying
that's
here?
What I'm talking about, yeah.
But I think it's still, a good way to start a discussion, because it does sound like, certain things are all right with men and certain things are not acceptable for women.
But I don't know
women.
If it's sexism. I think it's because, like you said, there are some celebrity people, as they like to be called, who grown their female arm hair.
Madonna.
I'm actually 100% behind their decision, because it's natural. But however, that doesn't mean that I want to look at it, which I don't. So there is this disconnect between what you could go along with and think, you do that because that's what it's your right and you should do it as well because it's natural. But it doesn't mean that men or anyone else or other women are going to like it or find it acceptable.
Yeah. I agree with you.
There is a disconnect here between, it's not just, and that's why I don't think it's necessarily a sexist thing or sexism issue, because I agree with what they're doing, but I don't want to look at it.
Okay.
Because I don't find it attractive because of my social conditioning.
Yeah, and in China, I do wonder whether this is something that affects all that many people, because like this morning on the subway, I saw that woman, like she was perfectly fine with it. I don't even think that as big a percentage of the Chinese population think this is that big a deal. Maybe it's just, certain segments of the urban community that think, it's not that good a thing to do to leave your armpit hair to grow.
Is it a gender thing, or is it just that hairy people, some people don't want to look at them? I mean, for example, Her Young, you're very close to where I'm sitting. Now look at my arm.
And you're putting your arm in front of me, and I want to stay away from
my
you.
My arm is very hairy, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, does that offend you? Should I trim it?
Yes, please.
Really? Okay, you're
a lot of hair.
So I think this is totally a social etiquette issue, and different societies obviously have different rules or conditioning that will either tolerate it or not tolerate it. And as Mark says, you know, anybody, Xiao Mei Li and Miley Cyrus and whoever involved, have the right to show their that part of their body. But whether or not we like it is a totally different issue. And that's different according to society, the society we're in. Let me just go read out a couple of messages we have. Because Koi says, yes, I'm going to shave it when I wear skirts and dresses. And Jennifer says, is there a real contest? If it is, that's kind of gross to imagine even. Even if I don't like to shave the hair, but I do when I wear sleeveless clothes. So I think a lot of our female listeners are conditioned already to that way. And also Huang Kai says, it says women who should really care about that hair. They always try to get noticed by guys who care about it. But it's hard to notice for those who don't care.
Tell me this, though, because when I was about, oh, I don't know how old I was at the time, about 14 or 15, I suppose, I started getting some hair on my face, you know.
Really?
And my dad bought me a razor and said I should use it.
Mm.
Now, would women, would mothers tell their daughters that they should shave their underarm hair in the same way?
I doubt in China it's all that prevalent,
yeah.
But I know in America, moms do help their daughters, teach them what's the best way to do, and it's if you want to go down that hairless road, there's plenty of things to do.
The hairless road.
Okay, finally,
your legs, you know, ladies in the subway, I see so many hairy legs, you know, can
have you
do something about
have
that?
You thought
I'm
of,
actually okay with hair.
Yeah. Okay, I've been socially conditioned.
You said yesterday you were a bit short-sighted, didn't you? So maybe you should just, you know, not wear eye correction when you're on the subway.
Yes, or just close your eyes and sleep. And
leg hairs are quite hard to see.
I'm totally speechless after you guys talk about me not wearing, like, you know, glasses and stuff. I need to walk as well, all right? So please don't take that right away from me.
And Wei Enhui says, and I agree with that totally. As long as it's not smelly or as long as it's not too bad, then I'm okay with it. Yeah, me too.